Barry police want 7.28% more to keep the city safe in 2023. A $62.3 million draft budget was presented at Thursday afternoon's Barry Police Services Board meeting. Barry Police Chief Kimberly Greenwood pointed to a number of factors leading to what she called unavoidable increases in 2023 for city police. An inflation rate of 6.9%, a 15% increase to long-term disability premiums, an estimated 8.2% more for Canada Pension Plan, CPP, premiums, an estimated 7.2% hike to employment insurance, A, premiums, an estimated 3% increase to health and dental premiums, and a confirmed 5.1% to life insurance premiums. There are also contractual salary increases coming in January and July. If we were just to stand still as a service, without increasing our current year's staffing numbers, salaries in 2023 would result in a budgetary increase of 3.5%, Greenwood said, while also mentioning another 1.7% for benefits. In total, salaries, benefits, overtime and using our current staffing levels would result in an unavoidable increase in the 2023 overall budget to 6.7% over what we see in 2022, she said. Police are asking for 4 more civilian employees next year and 5 new sworn officers, bringing those totals to 125 and 250 respectively. When you see a number like 7%, that's a big number, but it's a growing city, said Mayor Jeff Lehman, who did not seek re-election after 3 terms. Just like with city budgets, anytime we ask the public for more money, I tell them what they're getting, and I think the choice this year is very clear, that we are going to return the city to a sworn complement of officers, to ensure we're answering calls. There are situations where our resources are very stretched and response times aren't what we want them to be for certain situations, he added. Growth makes a larger police department necessary, Lehman said, and a drive to South End Barry shows new homes and apartments, although there are cranes throughout the city for high-rise development. These are all people who will need police service, he added. We're a people service. We're just seeing the hockey stick of growth now. Police board member Arif Khan also supports more police officers. The service continues to be stretched thin and look internally on how to shuffle and how to make the best of what was available, he said. Board member Lynn Strawn was also in favor of more civilian employees at Barry Police. It just allows us to have more sworn officers on the roads, out there in the community, responding to calls, and that's where we need our sworn officers, she said. I agree it's a big number when you look at it percentage-wise, but I think that it will be reflected in the quality of the police service offered. The draft budget also includes $6.9 million in revenue, including provincial grants for court security and community safety, and legislative impacts of $3.7 million, including supporting Ontario's First Responders Act. With the new police hires, salaries, benefits and overtime would total $56.5 million in 2023, or 94.4% of next year's budget request to the city. The police board approved the draft 2023 budget at Thursday's meeting. But the Barry Police Service's operating and capital budget requires approval from City Council, where Mayor-elect Alex Nuttall ran on a campaign of freezing property taxes. City Treasurer Craig Miller said the plan is to present the city's operating and capital budget, which includes police expenses, to Barry councillors on January 16, 2023, with General Committee deliberations on February 6 and final City Council approval on February 13. Barry police officials are scheduled to present its operational and capital budget to council in the middle of this process, on January 30. Police spending is traditionally the largest segment of Barry's annual operating budget. This year it is 21.8%, while last year it was 22.2%. Barry police calls for service are roughly 20% criminal and 80% non-criminal, 60% non-emergency and 40% emergency.